Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
The results in live, and we've seen the results in people's lives, so-called reconciliation process.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It is my tremendous honor to welcome our literal host, the actual host for this very American celebration, President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden.
To the Von Trapp family singers.
All right, good vibes, good vibes. All right, so we want to do it again. Not the whole thing. You know, you're good. You all stood up, very patriotic. That's wonderful. Yes, you're respecting the office. You're supposed to. Sit down again one more time.
The family Von Trapp. They're gone.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
Why on earth would he consider going back into that hell again?
What am I, glutton for punishment?
So I love our country. We've done an amazing job. If you love the country, you have no choice. It's not a question. It's just this is a wonderful, beautiful life. And I think you'll be happy in the future, too.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Here's a text I just got about what we've just been talking about, the shortages and the increasing prices. From 857, go to bank with coins from my husband's tips every few days. They are really excited to see me because I bring them quarters. They say they don't have any. No quarters. Another 508, Facebook community pages are full of APBs looking for owners of packages delivered to the wrong addresses. Yeah. 207, does mustard go in tartar sauce, Howie? Not into my tartar sauce. Tell you that. No shortages of tartar sauce so far. Thank goodness. I'll tell you, butter. The price of butter has gone through the roof. Oh, my God. It's like, I always go for the store brand, you know. Market Basket makes it in, I think, West Springfield. People have brought them over when we've been doing remotes out there. But, you know, I don't see much difference. And but I can't see spending, it's close to, some places it's close to $8 a pound. Butter. All right. Time now for the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show, more commonly known as the Chump Line.
You better get tested. You better get jabbed. Better not be unvaxxed, because even lepers aren't that bad. President Fauci's coming to town.
President, it's finally out of the closet. It's President Fauci. No joke. That's what Dementia Joe says.
I've seen more of Dr. Fauci than I have my wife. We kid each other, but they look, who's president? Fauci. But all kidding aside.
All kidding aside, nobody thought you were kidding, Dementia Joe.
The White House is attempting to rehabilitate Kamala Harris's image. Elizabeth Warren has suggested she take a DNA test.
You notice that there was a tweet out today. You remember we talked yesterday about Simone Sanders, the spokesflack for the vice president, retired to spend more time with her family. Now it's being reported by Jack Posobiec. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Posobiec, I'm sorry. I never get it right. Is reporting that she was actually fired because she was one of the main sources for the CNN story. And it's ironic because when the story came out, all the Democrat lackeys, the rump swabs, the bum kissers said, this story by CNN is racist and misogynistic. And of course, the irony being that the Simone Sanders, who is now ID'd as one of the primary sources, is both black and female. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week saying that when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. For example, COVID-19 has given us the opportunity to brush up on our Greek alphabet, although we wonder why we jumped from Delta to Omicron. What's wrong with Epsilon or Kappa or even Xi?
On the third day of Christmas, Dr. Fauci said to me, "You need a booster."
And then you'll need another booster down the road.
Maybe Stephen King can make a horror movie about a gun that loads itself, points itself, and fires itself.
Or maybe it was Cujo, the monster dog that fired the gun, got onto the set.
Jen Psaki can't comment on Joe Biden's dementia until after 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, they were waiting for the official numbers to come out today on the unemployment rate before they could speak to the press.
With Biden in the White House, you can't even look forward to getting coal in your stocking.
How about switches? I heard there was a shortage of switches. If you've been a bad boy or girl.
Biden asked OPEC to produce more oil. Maybe you should have checked with Alaska, Texas, Oklahoma. I hear they have oil.
There's more energy under the ground in the United States than any other country in the world. I'm pretty sure that's true. But we're begging OPEC to drill more. The people who, in many cases, hate our guts, our sworn enemies. We were energy independent for, I don't know, a matter of months. And then Joe Biden got into the White House and started shutting everything down. They've stopped giving out leases on federal land for oil and gas, shut down the pipelines. They want to shut down more pipelines. They want to shut off the offshore drilling. Thank you, Dementia Joe.
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
Baker, Polito, Carr. Name three rhinos who had no chance of getting elected to a third term.
Hey-o!
I didn't run for re-election. I was tired. I was tired of being on the town meeting. I think I could have been reelected, but I'm not gonna say that I was the most popular member of the precinct F delegation. But yeah, I guess I can. I'm not a rhino. I'm not a Republican in any way. I'm unenrolled. Although now that I've relocated to Florida and I can't go back and forth between the primaries, I guess I am going to become a registered Republican when I get around to getting down to town hall.
So the smashing grants are all a fake. According to AOC, the resident flake, she not only has no brain, the woman's also insane. And yet she's a member of the House, for God's sake.
Yeah, well, at least you won't screw up your silver margarita the next time you're in that bar in Manhattan, Limerick guy. Look on the bright side.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I want the folks in the community to recognize and understand that I do not support mandatory vaccine passports, just like I opposed vaccine mandates. Oh, by the way, Howie, you might want to get a smartphone because your flip phone doesn't support QR codes, so you might become excluded from some activity soon.
How long until he redoes the greeting at Logan Airport? Hi, welcome to Massachusetts. Make sure you have your cell phone in your hand if you want to go through anything, if you want to get into a 7-Eleven.
Ho, ho, ho. What do you want for Christmas, little Johnny?
Just give me a crowbar, Santa. I'll do the rest.
Yeah, exactly. Let me. We have a sound cut I want to play, given that I'm looking for it right now. Where is it here? Oh, cut 21.
Black Friday shopping turned to chaos at Home Depot when smash-and-grab thieves in ski masks stole every single sledgehammer and crowbar in the store. We're told up to 10 getaway cars were involved and that the thieves, ranging in age from 15 to 20, even threatened a customer.
They stole every sledgehammer and crowbar in the store. It was a capital investment. There's a story, by the way, that they arrested 14 people in L.A., in the smash and grabs, the looting that's been going on, $330,000 stolen by these 14 people in goods. And they released them all the next day. All of them were released. And I checked every website I could think of in L.A., news website, to try to get their names. Struck out all the way through. No one. Usually there's one TV station or newspaper that reports the names. Not one time. Political correctness, uber alles.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the weekdays. Chump line number 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. We also post a second chump line with brand new messages, the ones that didn't make it to this chump line. Chopped Chumps, it's called, and we post it every weeknight around 7 o'clock. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week saying that when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. For example, COVID-19 has given us the opportunity to brush up on our Greek alphabet, although we wonder why we jumped from Delta to Omicron. What's wrong with Epsilon or Kappa or even Xi?
You better get tested. You better get jabbed. Better not be unvaxxed because even lepers aren't that bad. President Fauci's coming to town.
And he wants to get Lara Logan fired because she compared him to Dr. Mengele. How many times was Trump compared to any Nazi? All of them. Not to mention Mussolini and Stalin and Pol Pot, everybody. But that was okay because it was Donald Trump. It was Orange Man Bad. Meals provide the perfect opportunity to bond and catch up with friends and family during the busy holiday season. But I just don't have the free hours to spend in the kitchen. And who wants to go to the store and see those empty shelves and have to look around for stuff and get frustrated? Luckily, HelloFresh cuts down on meal prepping and cleanup so I can devote more energy over the holidays to the people who matter most to me. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients and recipes right to my doorstep so I skip the grocery trip and avoid wasting money on excess food. With farm-fresh produce and 50 always-changing weekly menu and market items, I get everything I need without skimping on quality. We've been talking this week about the tempura battered chicken fingers. I think Taylor has ordered some or is going to order some of those. Right, Taylor?
I think so. It might be coming in my shipment on Monday, but I'm on my own next week in the house, which, my wife does all the cooking and everything, so this is a great way to leave me. I'm not going to be buying junk food or anything like that, quick delivery meals. I've got something that is easy to prepare and doesn't take a lot of effort and is healthy as well, so I'll be good all week with HelloFresh.
Yeah, and Patrice sent me an email today. We're making the HelloFresh tempura battered chicken fingers tonight. Would never have attempted tempura at home on my own, but with HelloFresh, I have a lot of confidence that it will be good and not just a big mess. I mean, think about tempura. I mean, that's the problem, a big mess, and you don't know how good it's going to turn out. But with HelloFresh, you get confident that whatever they send you, whatever you pick, it's going to be a success because it is all the time. Gourmet options like the balsamic and beef tenderloin and fig beef tenderloin and the lobster stuffed ravioli and shrimp allow me to get a little fancy minus the fuss. I'm excited about the hearty seasonal recipes like kale, cranberry, and walnut-stuffed squash, or family favorites like pecan-crusted salmon or what we were just talking about, the tempura battered chicken fingers. I love to indulge my sweet tooth over the holidays. This year, I'm craving the cherry cheesecake swirl bars, ginger spice cheesecake truffles, and more seasonal goodies from HelloFresh. Plus, grab-and-go breakfast, quick bites, and add-ons keep the family from getting peckish any time of day. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 for 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. He's always been a role model to the Jimmy Olsons in the city room.
This is a dog's life, kid. Keep out of it.
Yeah, but you get around and you see things.
Oh, you see things. I guess you believe all you hear on the radio. Huh?
He's Howie Carr.
That bit is from Casey, Crime Photographer. It's an old-time radio show. And what we're listening to that now is Help, I'm a Rock from Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. Two great moments in audio history right there together. And here's a third one. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Just for our listeners, save $200 on the 3-Pack through this Sunday. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far? Yeah,
bravo on a tremendous segue. That was masterfully done. Which Joe Biden voice do you prefer, Normal Joe or Horse Joe?
Normal Joe, because Horse Joe, he sounds more, actually, more alive.
78% say Horse Joe. And by the way, I was being very sincere about that segue. I know I come across as sarcastic often, but that was sincere. That was a very good segue.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was just listening again to Casey Crime Photographer last night. That's why I remembered where it came from. There's some good. I love old time radio. 844-500-4242. By the way, if you're looking for a Christmas gift, we're not going to confuse it. Let's Go Brandon. That's the T-shirt here. I'm wearing it on the social media. It's got a nice American flag. Red, white, and blue. It's three colors. Let's Go Brandon! Exclamation point. It's a great gift. Go to HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. And we also have Maria's Restaurante in Portland, Maine. $50 gift certificates for $25. We got all kinds of good stuff. My books on there. And They're running short on my books too. Some of my books, Taylor, but all the books that I self-published, they're still in fine supply. Brothers Bulger and Hitman, you may have a little more trouble getting, but they're still available as well if you want them for Christmas. 844-500-4242. Linda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Linda.
Hi, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
I just had a quick response to your questions about the smash and grabs out in L.A. and why you're not allowed, you weren't getting any names. These are orchestrated by juveniles between the ages of 14 and 17.
Right. One of the 14 was a juvenile, Linda, but the rest of them were adults, according to the news stories.
Yes, as I'm saying, what I heard was that they were mostly orchestrated by juveniles. For that reason, they're not going to be charged criminally. And they're not going to be, public, knowledge. So, someone is doing it. Some an older group is, allowing these kids to do it, and they're taking the reaping the benefits from these children, or juveniles.
Right.
It's kind of, but yeah, I just wanted to throw that in.
I know. Well, some of the publicly held companies are saying that their earnings are down because it's that vast. These looting and organized shoplifting operations, they're cutting into the profit margins of these giant companies. Russell, you're next with Howie Carr. Very quickly, Russell.
Hey, Howie, how are you? I want to thank you again for endorsing my book back about 5 or 6 months ago.
Oh, thank you.
Really well.
Good.
And I'm headed up to see Tom Cotton tonight in New Hampshire, and I think he's one of the better dedicated Republicans that are now in office. And I just got back from campaigning for Glenn Youngkin in Virginia. And it was great to see the big wave.
Yeah, it was. It was so good. By the way, one of the Democrats were trying to contest some of those state reps races, House of Delegates, and they didn't prevail. So the Republicans control the House of Delegates and all the major offices statewide in Virginia. They're two away from the state Senate. I'm Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
All of our Let's Go Brandon t-shirts come from Maine, and we just had to order a new batch because they're selling so fast. It really is a good product, and again, it's not just two colors, it's three colors, red, white, and blue, and it's got an American flag with the stars and the stripes in their natural colors, and Let's Go Brandon! Exclamation point. Check me out on social media or Rumble.
Let's go, Brandon!
That's right. That's right. You know, that's why every time I'm in the store, in the supermarket, and I go to a shelf and there's something I'm used to buying and I don't see it there anymore, you know what I say to myself?
Let's go, Brandon!
That's what I say. So anyway, you can get these shirts. They're a great Christmas present, stocking stuff or whatever. HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. And again, we also have a lot of other gifts at the store. You can check out Maria's Restaurante in Portland and all my books, they're there. Rifleman, Ratman, Plug Uglies, the Kennedy Babylon series, everything. It's all there. 844-500-4242. That's right. Right now, though, it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories or items from your local daily or weekly newspaper or increasingly the internet about the local constabulary and humorous things that they've done or humorous busts or amusing arrests that they've made or stops, whatever. And you can send your items to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. And at this time, every Friday evening, we read what we consider the funniest ones of the week. And the two best entries of the week, in our opinion, receive a nice gift. What do they get this week, Grace?
They will get a copy of What Really Happened.
That's right. A story of the 2016 election, when Donald J. Trump saved America from Hillary Clinton. So, these are the runners-up. And these are not the winners, and we will get to the winners a little bit later on, but the people who sent these in do not get a prize.
Absolutely. All right, so here are the runners-up, Howie. Naked Port Charlotte man arrested for pleasuring himself in front of neighbors. A Port Charlotte man was arrested after neighbors said they saw him walking around naked and pleasuring himself in the driveway. 58-year-old...
Damn! Jeffrey Toobin?
Gene Spencer was at his home on Monday wearing nothing. Well, he had a hat, his neighbor said. Wombold was out walking his dog. That's the neighbor. The gentleman next door was sitting in a lawn chair on his back patio, just completely naked. I told my wife, don't go back there. You don't want to see that. Later, Spencer was outside pleasuring himself as people walked by.
58 years old. See, some people are turning to their wives and saying, see, there is a downside to moving to Florida. You don't see that right now in Nashua or Bangor.
Won't nobody help me.
Probation in choke chomp of Uber driver. I love the word chomp.
Choke chomp?
It was a choke and then it was a chomp. A female passenger who choked and took a chomp out of the neck an Uber driver today pleaded guilty to a pair of criminal charges in connection with the bloody, unprovoked attack. Michelle Stilwell copped to battery and disorderly conduct. Stilwell attacked this man from behind as he drove his Toyota near her residence.
Had she been imbibing some products from a still before Stilwell went crazy?
She managed to crawl forward onto the center console and bite the victim deeply on the neck, drawing blood. No motive was made clear.
Where did this happen?
This happened in St. Petersburg.
Very guilty.
Florida woman. Oh, very guilty, yeah.
Wild.
Still well. She likes distilled products.
Wild video shows stolen school bus plowing into parked cars in New York City. A short yellow bus was reported stolen from East Flatbush just after 4:15 p.m. when the driver tracked it.
Short bus?
Yes.
Can't they just call it a vertically challenged bus? I mean, calling it a short bus is really demeaning, is it not?
You know what the craziest part of this story is? The cops arrested the guy who had stolen the bus, and an onlooker filming the encounter appears to be screaming as the smoldering bus repeatedly rams into a dark-colored van. Another person can be heard yelling, "You all should have been shooting that blank."
You mean the guy that was stole the bus?
Yeah. The cops can't win. I mean, if they shot the guy...
Yeah, there would have been a riot.
Yeah, exactly. Police charged, too, with spray painting a building in Roslindale after spray painting a car whose driver was stopped for a light.
Oh, I saw this one.
Yeah, you sent it to me.
You know...
I would hope so, sir.
I guess. Yeah. You know you're having a bad day when you're at the stoplight and your car gets tagged.
Can you imagine? And Howie, it's not just by some graffiti person. It's a graffiti artist. You know, he takes his work seriously.
Yeah. I know it used to be, you know, you'd see the person who vandalized the building is well known to the police. Now they say, the artist who tagged the vehicle is well known in the community.
No, Howie.
Meaning the artiste community.
Do you want to hear the actual sentence? Because you're right on. Police say officers captured Yvonne Richies, who was well known in local graffiti and urban art circles.
Urban art circles. Okay.
Yeah, so they arrested two men. They tagged up a car whose driver was waiting for the light, and they also were busy tagging up the wall of a business. Ugh, I would be so angry if I was in that car. I'd be like, get out of here. All right, so the next three stories, Howie.
It may be time for the 6 o'clock hour. Why I don't go into Boston anymore? This would be Exhibit A.
Yeah,
So I was just thinking I would love for my car to get tagged because I don't want my car anymore. I want a new car. But that raises the question, is the Kelley Blue Book value being adjusted for inflation?
Very good question.
I'm sure it is. But, if your car got tagged, Taylor, you'd have to get it repainted and there'd be a deductible on that. You'd be out $500 probably.
No, I'd up the damage privately, maybe.
I just wonder if they use separate paint for buildings versus cars. Because I would be kind of offended if I saw the guy spray painting a building, then I'm at the red light and he comes over to the car. It's like, at least switch up the material.
Oh, yeah, okay. I see what you mean.
All right, now these next stories, you guys are going to notice a theme here. It's pretty obvious. So let's try to get through all three. Thief stuffed puppies in bag at Webster Pet Store. This is Webster, Texas.
They're just a human being.
Authorities are trying to solve a crime in which puppies were stolen from a pet store. The dogs were... This sounds like 101 Dalmatians. Cruella de Vil. The dogs were taken from the Petland Webster facility. The thief was caught on surveillance camera running through the store, opening doors and grabbing puppies to stuff into the duffel bag. While the suspect was fleeing the pet store, Dulce, the Boston Terrier, popped out of the bag and ran back into the store and was later found hiding in a back room.
The Boston Terrier did that? That's pretty, that shows more get up and go than I would expect from a Boston Terrier.
I didn't expect this to tug at my heartstring so much. Milo, the French Bulldog, and Rusty, the English Bulldog, were stolen.
I mean, those were the big money. The French Bulldog was the big money dog.
Oh, imagine that little guy jumping out and hiding. Okay, ready? Next story. You'll notice the theme. Father tied up while English bulldog stolen during Houston home invasion. A man was pistol whipped as his English bulldog was stolen during a home invasion in Southwest Houston. The victim told police that he was out walking his dog and had just returned to his apartment and walked into the living room when he saw a silhouette of someone standing in his bathroom. He claimed someone then hit him in the back of the head with a gun.
But this is like Lady Gaga, right? She had the three French bulldogs that were stolen, right? When the guy was out dog walking, and they shot that guy.
I know, and he survived, thank God.
There's no okay. cat burglars out there, huh?
Very, give yourself a ha, 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 ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
And here's the last one. Houston man, now finally a happy ending. Houston man reunited with his missing pregnant French bulldog.
Is this the same Houston, or is this just a crime wave? Of
it's
French
a crime
bulldogs
wave. It's a puppy. It's a puppy crime
the
wave.
The national dog napping ring.
Yeah, and it's really scary. I mean, if you have a French bulldog, you have to be careful. You have a target on your back. A missing French bulldog at the center of a citywide search is back home. Praise be. Earlier this week, Houston pet owner Christian Rollins shared his plea to find his missing French bulldog, Bad Bunny, who is due to have puppies soon.
Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
That's not a good name.
Well, I will tell him you said that.
I saw one on Thanksgiving. I saw one on Thanksgiving at the local coffee shop down here. You know what its name was?
What? Gobble?
Lewis. Lewis.
Oh, Lewis is a good
and
name
so
for
I
a
picked
dog.
Up, my middle name is Lewis. So I picked up, Lewis was holding Lewis. Cute dog.
Oh, gosh.
All about him.
Howie's looking at the dog. You know, my middle name is Lewis. I had it first.
That's my middle name. Wow.
Rollins said his one-year-old French bulldog was staying with a friend at an apartment in the Spring Branch area when she went missing on Wednesday. And so he put this out and was basically telling people, like, this dog is due to have puppies any day, and an unplanned delivery can be fatal. And somehow, someone maybe had a heart and they returned it.
Yeah, that's a lot of stress on a dog. That can induce early delivery.
Oh, so sad.
Hunter, but I mean, if those were purebred French bulldogs, those like that's probably like $10,000 worth of puppies.
I know, and it really does. Doesn't it remind you of 101 Dalmatians? I just rewatched that the other day on Disney Plus. Hunter shoots first buck only to watch four bears start eating it.
Hunter?
No.
How does Hunter get a gun license, by the way? This is a recurring question, you know? I mean, given his record. This isn't Hunter Biden?
No, this is not Hunter Biden. Jordan Zabinski went hunting for the first time over the Thanksgiving weekend and shot her first buck. I was so terrified of a bear, and my husband was like, I've never seen a bear except for this one time. He said, don't worry, you're not going to see one. But right after she knocked down the buck, she found out she wasn't alone. I hear, like, crunching.
Where is this, by the way?
This is Pennsylvania, Clearfield okay. County. I hear, like, crunching, and I'm like, there's a deer, but it wasn't another deer. She was staring at four black bears. After multiple unanswered texts and calls to her husband, who was helping her brother load a deer he had killed, she started to worry. The husband should be worried, because once she sees him, he's dead meat, too. At first, I was really quiet, but then I started to freak out. After finally getting a hold of her husband, she had to wait about 30 minutes more, so she tried to keep as quiet as possible.
Well, she had a gun, though. Why didn't she shoot the bears?
I don't know if you want...
Big bear, chase! Big bear, chase!
What did he say?
What? Big bear, chase me!
I don't know if you want to go up against four of them, Howie. Like, what if you miss one shot, you try to shoot it, you miss another one, and then you're out of bullets, and all of a sudden the bears get that crazy look in their eye. They know that you're out of bullets.
They can count.
I'm going to guess that if you dropped one of the bears, the other ones would run away.
Well, Howie, let's see how well you've been paying attention over the last few years. What do you do in the case of seeing a bear? I've explained this to you so many times in case you're ever in that situation in Palm Beach.
You punch a bear in the nose.
No, that's a shark, Howard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
A land shark. What do you do if there's a bear?
You make yourself bigger than the bear.
Andy
immediately.
Graham.
You stick your arms out, and you pretend to be also a bear, and you charge.
Flowers, ma'am.
And people are going to disagree with that, but that is what I learned years ago. All right, when we get back, I have actually a few runners up here before we get to the winners. But Howie, can I tell everyone that Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Super Beats Heart Chews. Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine like Howie does for heart-healthy energy without a caffeine crash. For our listeners only, you can get up to 45% off plus free shipping at superbeats.com/Howie. That is their best offer available anywhere. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Up to 45% off at superbeatsradio.com/Howie.
Delicious. I'm going to have one right now, Grace.
So am I. I have the bag over here, too.
We're coming back for the winners in just a moment. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't let his blonde hair fool you. Howie is as sprightly as ever.
Oh, you just wasted on the wrong people.
The Howie Carr Show. We'll be right back.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. We're back with the winners and maybe a couple more runners-up from Police Blotter Facts Friday. The winning entries are going to get a copy of my book, What Really Happened, the story of the 2016 campaign. Still available at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store along with the Let's Go Brandon t-shirts and so much more.
All right, so I'm going to go right to the winners here, Howie, because they're pretty good. Bomb squad called to A&E after man slips and falls, lodging a World War II shell inside his bottom.
Million to one shot, Duck. Million to one.
Explosive experts from an Army explosive disposal team rushed to a Royal Hospital in Gloucester. It's the Gloucestershire Royal Hospital. After medics there feared the 57-millimeter shell could be on the verge of exploding inside the unnamed man's backside. The man who is said to be a...
How big is that shell?
Oh, where do I start with all these jokes I have?
The man who is said to be a collector of military items claims he slipped and fell.
Is he a rear admiral?
Ha, 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 ha.
It became stuck in his bottom. Here's the weirdest part. The woman... The Dr. Carol Cooper has warned that this incident could have been fatal. And this is what she said. The range of objects that are pushed into rectums is incredible, from wine glasses to ketchup bottles. Sadly, it is an everyday occurrence in A&E, but I have never heard of the bomb squad having to be called out before.
The explosive was abandoned in a rear guard action during a campaign.
A defense source commented, it was a solid shot round. It was a chunky, pointed lump of lead designed to rip through a tank's armor. It was basically a lump of metal, so there was no risk to life, at least not to
new meaning to explosive diarrhea.
Ha, 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 ha.
Next up, man claimed big snake invited him to enter neighbor's home at 2 a.m. A Louisiana man busted early today for allegedly...
Brian Kelly?
trying to enter a neighbor's apartment at 2 a.m. explained to police that...
That snake was part of my dang family.
More importantly...
It was Sunday. My house is wide open.
On a related note, Jesse Terry, 52, also reportedly told arresting officers that he had smoked crack within the last hour.
What a shock.
Terry was collared after police responded to the residence of a woman who reported that Terry attempted to open the back door to her apartment. During police questioning, Terry reportedly spoke of his recent crack use and how he was told to open the woman's door and enter her home by a big snake. The reptile in question is not further described in the arrest affidavit.
What was the snake's name, Grace?
The snake's name was Ricky. Ricky the Snake.
That's not a very good name.
I know it's not. It's not, but you know what? I don't name them. I just report on it.
781 says in Gloucestershire they had quite the arsenal there.
They did.
Ha, 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 ha.
Get it? Arsenal?
He's a collector, though, and he says he just slipped and fell, and it ended up in his butt?
Have a good weekend, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
We'll be right back on Howie Carr.